to include that in the motion, or we could.
The
10 and 10. 10 nightly rental, 10 campsites. And then it's up to them.
Yeah, kind of help us out here, guys.
That's perfect.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's perfectly fair. Thank you.
Any other questions for the applicant?
I'm good.
Anybody have enough information? Excuse me. Susan, excuse me. Can we keep it down and allow the application to go through? Okay. I think we've got enough information if anyone's comfortable making a motion.
I would feel comfortable making a motion to approve.
And that would be a motion to include up to 10 campsites and 10 nightly rental
cabins?
Yes,
sir. Sorry, I didn't include that.
Okay. We've got a motion. Do we have a second?
One second. And to include your outdoor entertainment, and which includes the mountain biking?
Correct.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Thank you. Because that was part of their request.
It's really and truly, it's pretty secluded even on the entertainment thing. It's going to be held in the confines of that hollow.
It's steep.
So we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Second.
Aye.
Who? You seconded, yeah. Right?
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Yep. I'm sorry. Let's do it one more time. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
I want to abstain.
Abstain? Okay.
I'd like to see a little more preparation and specifics.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not against the project. I'm just not comfortable with the proposal. But I wish you the best.
Thank you.
And I'm not riding.
Hey, if you need a mountain bike, you know where to come.
Yeah, so. You're dealing with a different personality.
You get those $10,000.
I've heard. It's a very nice cemetery, though. So.
So when you get ready, we can start talking construction permits, which will require the on-site and working with the DNR if you get over 6 units. And I think you're aware of all that. So just get with our office. And we'll send out a letter on all these approvals, and I forgot to mention that.
That should be easier.
These approvals tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We are down to our last application of conditional use permit, proposed nightly rental use for Villa at 136 Monte Cristo.
So applicant Richard Postal is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental in an R2, 1 and 2 family residential district. As per the general warranty deed information, the property is Villa 24, Unit B, located in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. Access to the villa is through Monte Cristo Drive. The villa attached to the proposed nightly rental and surrounding property is zoned R2. Property is served by Branson Creek Water, for water, and Branson Creek Treatment Plant for wastewater. The villa has 2 bedrooms, and therefore a maximum occupancy will be 6. So this is your staff recommendations. The differences in these and the other ones were based on the 2-bedroom. Your maximum occupancy would be 6. For occupancy of 6, you need a total of 3 parking spaces. Back to our same map that we looked at before. Here's our highlighted parcel. Then I won't spend a lot of time on the others. It's the same maps. Here's a picture of the unit. And then just another one straight on. Somewhat these are to show the parking. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is very eye-opening. I had no idea there was so much opposition to nightly rental. I much like these folks here, love the community. It's beautiful. My wife and I first started going to the area. We were actually renting in the area back in 2015. We had left Lake of the Ozarks, which was too crowded, too rowdy and noisy on the boat and water traffic, all that. So we left looking for a place to land with the boat. And then we decided we loved it. And so we bought our condo in 2017. And we've been there since. We've made a lot of improvements on the interior, the exterior of the home. We go there about 12 to 15 times a year. We love the area. We love, probably, well, you might see my wife and I jogging, or we're up at the gym a lot working when we do come in. We love the area. So this other gentleman, my situation is much different. Seems like he's very detached from the area. He's just looking as more of a business opportunity. I think for me, I'm looking at it, and believe me, the last thing I would want is to have a neighbor on the other side of a party wall making noises and partying, and I wouldn't put up with it. I couldn't do it. So that's why I say it's eye-opening. I didn't know this situation existed so much. But for me, and my neighbor is Gloria. Does anybody know Gloria? She's a great neighbor. When we first bought the condo, there was a lady by the name of Lisa, and Lisa wasn't a nice lady. We had just closed on the condo, and my wife was cooking, and we were excited, and she banged on the door and said, "Are you renters?" And I go, "Well, let's slow down a second. Who are you?" You know, and because, well, I live next door, and if you're rentals, you blah blah blah. And I go, "Hold on, you know, we just moved in." And but anyway, she moved out shortly after. I guess she just was hoping not for a neighbor, or I don't know what the situation was there. But Gloria since moved in, has been there for a couple of years. I mean, I let her kids park in our driveway when we're not there. It's a good relationship. I keep an eye on her place. If I have somebody, you know, doing a roof job, I'll recommend it. Say, "I had hail damage. Why don't you?" You know, so it's a good relationship. And it sounds like there's other issues with some neighbors, or more specifically renters. So why rental for us? It's not a income business type of opportunity for us. For me, I have a lot of association with golf professionals in St. Louis. And so I would, with, you know, you see off to 65 now when you come into our community, what they built, the big monument entry, you know what it says on it. Nature Golf is what they call it. So that's the first thing when you come into our community, Nature Golf. So it really is, I mean, it, as much as it is so many other great things, it's a golf community now, like it or not. Two brand new championship golf courses, Buffalo Ridge, which has been there. So my thought, just thinking, you know, as something that I could offer to my golf professionals and their groups and their guests that could use the condo. And in terms of getting, like Mr. Milliken was saying, getting greens fees, you're right, it's almost impossible. But golf pros can. They have that card in their pocket that they can present and get on the golf course. So that's what I was proposing, is that, and I think it's a different class of people that I'm referring to. These are all business professionals that come to take a needed break to play some golf in a beautiful area. And so I just wanted to offer that opportunity to them. We do have a lot of family. I have a big family, so we do have family that, depending on how well I like them, I'll charge them or not charge them, I guess. That's it in a nutshell. Like I said, very eye-opening. I feel like I'm neighbors. And being from out of town and being only there on occasion, we've been identified as renters in the past accidentally. And I think it's just because there's so much confrontation between. And we've had situations where somebody thought we had a raging deck party. And I said, "What?" And well, we have the police, we have a police report. Well, it wasn't us, and our pool pass was disabled, thinking it was us. And so my kids, you know, after driving down for 5 hours, wanted to use the pool, jumped the fence because the card wasn't working. And that's, you know, so I don't know if that's specifically somebody told a story about somebody jumping a fence. But that, you know, to me, I don't see a lot of it, though, obviously, because I'm not there a lot. I see a peaceful community. We come on holiday weekends, and it's very quiet still. No traffic issues. I don't see trash. But I'm not there all that often, so I couldn't really speak to that. But what I see is just a very peaceful, quiet community with no issues in terms of some of what was described earlier. But like I said, I'm not there but 12 times a year. That's it. Thank you.
So do you guys, do you have anything new or different to add, or do you feel comfortable that we understand the situation, or I don't want to stop you, but I mean, it's.
Can I speak? Basically, everything we said prior to this one is the same, so we don't want to waste your time in repeating it, but there's just a few other things I'd like to add, really brief and short, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I also, I'm a picture person. Pictures tells more words. Could you pass these out? That is a picture of his villa, and you can see the backside. You can see the side view where lack of maintenance is being addressed. But the main thing I'm concerned about is from the deck side. It's really a safety concern because there's only two entrances to these villas, and you can see the high elevation of that villa off the ground. It's approximately 20, 25 feet. I'm concerned about if there is a fire and the only way out is through the back, if a person should have to jump, there would definitely be a fatality. Unfortunately, these villas weren't built with, you know, better escape routes, et cetera, et cetera. Also, I wanted to mention, I do know Gloria, the next door neighbor. She is a very sweet lady, very kind-hearted, but she does have health issues. And what's to say when she leaves, the next person that moves in would have to contend with nightly renters. And I know that he promises that everything will be peachy good and everything, but in our past experiences, that doesn't hold true. Like one person said, when renters get here, it's like they left their brain at home. It's vacation time. Nothing personally against him. I barely know him. I know he thinks that everything will work fine, but in most cases it doesn't. And also, again, this is in violation of number one of your statement of intent. It's not compatible with the surrounding areas. So instead of repeating myself, and I also want to reiterate, our covenants need to play a part in this. Any living unit located on a site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. And I just hope you take that into account. Thank you.
Can I just make a comment? A quick
sure.
Comment? I know he said...
If you're... I need for you to come up here, please.
Okay, Tara Lumeyer. I know he said that he was going to only... rent to golfers. This is the group of guys that we have the most trouble with. They may be business professionals, but they love to party. They love to play their music loud. They love to drink. And they get around. So we hear them, and so that really is not something that comforts us very much to hear. Thank you.
The other thing that I would say is that you're talking about making a long-term determination. So what happens if 2 years from now he decides to sell this place? You've already approved it for being a nightly rental, and he decides to